This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, which means Survivor's on tonight, 8 o'clock. You have until 6 a.m. Friday to get your homework done. Watch that episode so we can all talk about it. First thing Friday morning.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone did a kitchen remodel at my house. You can see the pictures at RadioAlice.com, the before and after. They did an incredible job. They worked with my wife in order to pick out all the stuff, and it came out great. And if you want to get started, they're there. They're meeting people by appointment. But they are there, so you can hit them up via telephone or on email and book an appointment and go check them out. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, or Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with Earth Day. It is Earth Day.
Yay! The Earth is like, hey, you guys, thanks. It's amazing.
It absolutely is. We've seen waterways clearing up, air clearing up, and this is not just in the United States. This is worldwide. We're seeing
places where it was awful.
A real big change. Now, of course, there's negative sides to that, which is the oil, the price of a barrel of oil is down to free.
Yeah.
So if only
they say
we
if you can afford a tanker, you should buy a bunch of oil right now.
Right. Well, I mean, sure. It's if only you could just get that directly into your tank, it'd be amazing. We don't have a processing. I don't even know what process that goes through.
I'll sell it, you know, to someplace, a processing plant in Oakland or something. After,
oh, okay.
You know, I'll just get the crude, sit it in a tanker out of the ocean, just sit on it, you know. What do you think one of those tanker things costs?
Just ladle a bucket full at a time? I mean,
sure. Whatever, right?
All right?
Here you go, guys. Take this. Put it in those big tanks of yours.
It is a great day to give a minute of thought to the planet we all enjoy. It's so beautiful. There's so much beauty around us on a daily basis, and it's nice to hear that there's some rebounding. You hear that places that have had to shut down, and that's basically everywhere. Even safaris, the lions are now lounging on roadways that usually were busy.
Oh.
There's just a ton of animal behavioral
excitement.
Change because there's not people everywhere.
Right.
Yosemite is filled with the animals because it's not filled with the people.
Right.
So they're
feeling. Makes sense, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah. So, and also as we're locked inside, I think more people realize, wow, it's great outside.
Yeah, it's funny how when you're not allowed to do something, it's all you want to do. And when you're stuck in your house all day, even though you at the outset, you're like, this is going to be great. And then you're like, oh, my God, these four walls are killing me. I need outside.
Right. So on that, let's move to a quick update on the latest from our coronavirus situation. The Senate's approved a $484 billion money for small business and hospital aid. You may have seen in the news that was it Shake Shack? One of the there were a couple
of Ruth's Chris
Steakhouse. Also, there are a couple big businesses that got in on these loans, and then the PR was crushing them.
Well, it's, you know, that's not a small business. I'm sorry. I'm sorry when you're publicly held or if you have, you know, 50 effing locations, you're not a small business. These were supposed to help tide over smug so that these businesses would still be there when this thing was over.
Right. Well, so that is, for example, I think it was Shake Shack.
Yeah, they said
they
no,
gave the money
right.
back, and that's there you go. I mean, that's right. All
right. Right.
The blame game reaches a new level now as Missouri has announced it's suing China over all of this.
Oh, really? Okay, good luck with that.
The U.S. state is seeking damages for what it described as a campaign of deception and insufficient action to halt a preventable pandemic. So,
well, good luck to them. I hope that doesn't bankrupt the state as they, I mean, how do you sue a country? Like, okay. The country just doesn't show up at the court date and you're all, hey.
Well, I don't know how that works, to be honest, but I'll tell you what's going to happen is this is going to become a big part of our upcoming election.
Yep.
And how they talk about China, how they deal with China, what their opinion is of how China handled this is all going to play out in the debates. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yep. Can't wait for Biden to announce his running mate.
Who do you like? You like Kamala?
Well, I do like Kamala. I think that she's great. I think he said he was going to have a woman. I love Elizabeth Warren, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Warren, though,
it did the equivalent of pantsing him, though, in public. So he may hold that against her.
He might.
But he also hopefully understands the business he's in, which is, you know, politics is tough stuff. So I don't know. Maybe he will.
I wouldn't want to do it.
What's that?
I wouldn't want to do it.
Oh, politics?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Tough stuff is right.
Well, can you imagine having to answer for every single thing you've ever done?
Nope.
In order to just be...
And you'd probably be like, they'd dig something up on you and be like, geez, I didn't even remember that. Really? The fourth grade term paper I had to do?
Right. Right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. One of the good news stories here in California is we have crushed the curve. Things are looking better than in other states. Many of these states have not jumped on the quarantine the way we did. So states that have slowed things down the most are Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Vermont, Nevada, Florida, California is on the list, Montana, Michigan, Massachusetts. There are other states that didn't jump on it as quickly, Nebraska, Kansas, and more, and they're not having the same positive effect. There are also, on that list, Florida is already starting to open some places up. Georgia is planning to open up some spots in, Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to go get a haircut in Georgia.
There's a, is it Killer Joe? Killer Mike? Some rapper guy. He's got he has a chain of haircutting places in the area. He's like, I'm not opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to protect the people who work here. So
good for him.
If you can afford to, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to.
Right. Easy to take a stand when you can afford to keep your business alive.
I would imagine if you've got people... Let's say you have a small business and it's your own salon and you've got people emailing you saying, we are ready to come in when you open. I could see why someone in Georgia would say,
okay,
I got $1,000 day right there.
Yep.
It's already booked. I have to do that.
Yep. So, yeah. Look, if you've got, I mean, we've all got bills to pay. It's just that some of us have some money in the bank, you know?
Right. This story is interesting.
All right.
I don't think you'd call her a superhero. Actually, the story, I'm sure, has a very terrible side to it, more than one terrible side to it. But this doctors in Toronto just published a case study in a medical journal about a 30-year-old woman who survived a gunshot thanks to her giant breast implants.
Oh.
The doctors say she was randomly hit with a bullet on a street in Toronto back in 2018.
Wow. In Toronto.
You don't think of that as a
place where there's shootings.
As the Wild West.
No.
Right?
Now,
The bullet hit her left implant, which kept it from hitting her heart.
Oh boy.
The bullet deflected over the right breast and hit with enough force that it flipped the implant over.
Mm.
It got lodged in the woman's chest, but doctors say the bullet would have killed her if it weren't for her giant breast implants.
That is, boy, you don't think those things are going to save your life. They're just going to change your life, not save it.
Right. Instead, she wound up with only one fractured rib.
Oh, wow.
That's she incredible. Had to lose both of the implants since they were both messed up by the bullet, but
oh. Both of them.
Huh. Yeah, do you go back and get those again?
Well, yeah, they just saved your life in.
Right.
And now you get the steel lined ones.
How about those cans, huh?
Like bazookas.
How about those cans, huh?
Mm. How about them?
Anyway, they say this isn't the first time that breast implants have saved a life. There are at least four other documented cases, but it's the first time an implant has deflected a bullet from lodging in a potentially fatal spot on the body to a safer spot.
Wow.
So congratulations, your breast implants.
That's amazing.
Saved your life.
I think I'm going to get Kevlar breast implants. That seems safe.
Did you know people still get those?
Kevlar?
No. Breast implants.
Yeah, people do still get them.
It's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You don't see it seems like people get more sort of ones that are...
normal?
Yeah.
Sized?
Like, you're not getting those just the giant bazooka
right.
boobs, you know? Those seem like they're, thank God. But maybe not. Maybe people are still going to get those, and I'm just not looking at the right magazines. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The surgeries have gotten better. This is now, I don't know, 12 years ago, but there was a girl I dated that had them, and the job that was done was unbelievable.
Very natural looking.
So natural looking. And I'd seen when you see the ones that look really fake, you just go, oh, man.
Right.
You should
They're like
not,
hard to look at.
Yeah, you just shouldn't have taken the discount. Like, whatever. You know, pay full price for those. Don't
right.
go cheap.
Absolutely.
But I have seen them look very good. So I know if they were available to me, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night with them. I think something foreign
in your
chest.
Body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would drive me absolutely nuts.
Right.
Could you?
No, I just wouldn't even. If anything, I want less boobs.
What?
I they're such, like, having to wear a bra. I'd go, I'm sure John likes them, but, like, I'd just be flat-chested.
You don't have to wear a bra. You're not wearing a bra right now.
I'm not, yeah. But when I go out in the world, you know, although I haven't put one on since, I guess March 13th was the last day I put a bra on.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. It's so great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. Toronto is ghetto.
Oh.
They have multiple districts exactly the same as the Tenderloin. Okay.
Well, who knew that?
I've never been to Canada. I couldn't say one thing about it that wouldn't sound like a dumb cliche. So.
Well, you know, that's the cliches are there for a reason. I mean, it's, you know, Canada's. Although I had no idea. Look, it's any big city, right? Has more dangerous districts than others, and I guess I didn't know. You don't really hear about shootings in Canada, so I never really would have thought that came out of Toronto.
Not Kamala.
Sorry.
She has a terrible record for people of color and minorities. I don't know anything about that. That's 202 texting in. 202.
Where's 202?
I don't know.
Research department's
guess.
On it.
It is
Atlanta,
Washington,
D.C.
D.C. D.C.
We got people
wow.
in D.C. listening.
Well, sure, radio.com. Duh.
Sure, right.
Anyway, 202 D.C. I don't know about that, but
they must be tuned in for our sharp political commentary.
Sure. You take crude oil and you take it to the Chevron refinery in Richmond, and they refine it into many things, one of them being gasoline. There you
Fantastic.
Go,
Fantastic. I'm going to get myself a tanker. You guys want in on this?
Yeah.
So we can come up with that. I don't know what a tanker costs. I assume they're, you know, extremely expensive. We'll just
I'm
go buy some
cheap
oil. I'm a
little leery about investing in anything right now. I think I'm going to hold on to my cash.
Right. What if the world never comes back and now I got a tanker full of oil? EPA is going to be all over me. Oh, no, they won't. They don't care about the environment. I forgot. Earth Day.
Right. Hey, did you see? Let me just do this since you just said Earth Day. So there's a story in the, actually, this one's off SF Gate. Right now, the California poppies are blooming everywhere. Mm. And in particular, the Antelope Valley, which is down south, sort of near the desert, north of LA. But the poppies are in full bloom. And there's an area where people are out sort of breaking quarantine to take photo opportunities. And there's a neat photo of a girl who's in her graduation gown. And you can see her mom taking a picture with the poppies in the background. There's another photo of people walking around through the trails out there and also taking their own pictures. If you don't know, the California poppy is that bright orange flower that blooms fairly naturally here.
Yeah, it's like a weed.
The photo that struck me, though, is this woman who has a selfie stick,
mm-hmm.
and she's in a big field of the orange, you know, California poppies, but she's wearing a mask in the picture.
Oh.
And I was thinking as I looked at that, I thought, no, I'm not going to pose for pictures in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being dumb?
No. Well, especially
what's the point
if you're doing a big, you know, beautiful picture of the poppies and you know, you don't want to look back on it. Remember, oh, yeah, that was the year that we wanted to just cancel.
Right.
You know, just take the mask off for a second. Just stay far away from the photographer. They can zoom.
My question to you is, let's say we end up getting back to work sometime soon and we're holding an event. Are you going to wear a mask? We can't really broadcast with masks on, right?
Right.
But can you sit there and actually take pictures with people with a mask on? I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like,
say that we probably the whole, you know, slinging arms around people and taking pictures isn't going to happen for a while.
It's over, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's over for now. I'm holding out hope that we are going to get back to being back to normal. I really want to just not be afraid of other people anymore.
Bryn, posing for pictures. Face mask, no face mask.
Prefer no face mask, but
I just feel like that's got to be the dumbest
thing.
Yeah,
just don't take the picture.
Yeah,
if you're
just let's
face
shine
mask.
It on.
It could be a mannequin, for God's sake.
I could see how the influencers, the Instagram influencers right now, are taking pictures with the mask on just to say, hey, it's current times, and I'm in this beautiful poppy field, and here I am taking a picture with
them. So you think this is a person maybe making their living off of this, and this is
I want to influence you to wear a mask.
Okay. Right. You know what? I didn't see it that way. The way I saw it is, here's a picture of me in a mask.
I think that if it's a candid shot, and you're just, you know, here's your husband took a picture of you at the grocery store or something, I don't know, you know, then maybe you should have the mask on. But yeah, if you're posing for pictures, it's such a weird thing to be like, hey, and we're all in masks.
Yuck.
And 6 feet apart.
What's coming up in the trash?
I keep thinking about that picture that we took with Yule the week before we all went into home consignment. Where we're, you know, we're so hilarious. We're all standing 6 feet apart in the picture. And then the next picture is we're all like, oh, get over here. And we sling our arms around. And it's just like, oh, hilarious. It's almost as funny as that Rudy Gobert's joke where he's touching all the mics and then everyone gets coronavirus.
Right.
All right.
Hysterical.
Yeah. Hilarious. I got the Billboard Hot 100 and some Tampa Bay news after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.